K-State Nation, another episode of the Purple Project podcast starts right now. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. All things K-State athletics, the Purple Project podcast. Welcome on board to another edition on Black Friday, November 28th, 2025. First time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to the latest edition of this podcast. Thank you so much once again for your support throughout the year. On this podcast, and again, happy Thanksgiving, K-State Nation, out there as we about to enter into the weekend. Well, pretty much is there as well. But postcast winning edition, women's basketball, not volleyball, excuse me. After a 2-0 from the field against Green Bay last weekend, this basketball team was trailing at halftime and. like I said it on that Green Bay postcast. Hey, you knocked down half those threes that they typically they hit like 2 for 20 or something like that. Can't exactly remember, but they miss a lot, and that's why. Well, other than that, and then there's addition then some why they lost the basketball game. But if they hit those, that might be a difference to the game. Same thing here. Same thing here with this game. 17 three balls by the K-State women's basketball team rallies back from a wild game in the first game of the 25 Cancun Challenge. K-State rallies back and wins it over Columbia 95-92. Thank you, Taryn Sides. Woke up from a slump there with her career best. K-State career best, 30 points in this game. Leading this comeback over Columbia yesterday at the Hard Rock Riviera Maya there as well. Yeah, 2 of 23. Yeah. See, I was close. There were 2 of 23 from the field last week against Green Bay. It was awful. And in here, using the three ball to come from behind there, Columbia went off to a hell of a start in this basketball game. But the three ball by head coach Jeff Mitty, Terrence Ives, Jordan Spicer and company led the comeback there in Azilla Arenas. Also came up coming alive in this game as well. Azilla has been quiet since the very beginning of the year. If you're going to win basketball games here, as we get further along in the season, obviously once we get to Big 12 play, you're going to need Terrence Ives to do what she did. Azilla Arenas to put up a 16 points, something like that. Junior Garcia, all of them, right? But let me circle back to the 17 three-pointers real quick. 17 three-pointers are tied now for the second most in the nation this season. And K-State three-point percentage now, 65% shooting from downtown, highest by any team this season that has made 17 or more three-point field goals in a game. 65% shooting, season high from downtown. K-State highest on 20 or more attempts since shooting 70%. And this game came last year. UCF last year when K-State won back offense score shot 70% shooting from the field right there. Four players were in double digits. We're going to get into that here as well. But let's go back to Terrence Sides real quick. One of the two veteran leaders on this team. And Terrence Sides has been with us. She's a freshman, right? She was the one that said, hey, I'm a Wildcat for life in the offseason. She showed her loyalty in the offseason. In a day and age now where, obviously, the transfer portal, you don't get your way, it's the highway, right? NIL, that money. Everybody's out. Look, I understand it from individuals' prospects. I understand it, but everyone wants that money, right? But Taryn Sides, I'm all about the school. I'm all about the pride, right? So, Taryn Sides, again, for those of you fresh this podcast from Phillipsburg, Kansas, and I don't know where the hell that is, but that doesn't matter. 30 points, a career best. 30 points, 10 of 14 shooting, 8 of those from downtown. 8 of 12 from downtown as well. Taryn Sides now, currently, heading into today game. Remember, this is first of 3 games in a row for K-State women's basketball today, this morning, here, and I'm recording this literally less than 2.5 hours away from North Carolina. So we're gonna, and we might actually do the postcast right after the fact. Right after the fact today, since it's Black Friday and all that other stuff. So y'all might get 2 episodes today. Actually, 3, because the pregame gonna be coming out later on tonight with the K-State football team. Already recorded that. So that's gonna come out later on tonight. And so y'all might get double the postcast here, as K-State's gonna be playing at 10 o'clock Central Time. I'm gonna get this out right off the bat, so I ain't messing around with it later. Yes, well, and then y'all might get 2 postcasts here today on this Black Friday edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State Sports, Eddie Greer here, as it is K-State. I didn't even say even a score yet. K-State 95, Columbia 92, game 1 of the Cancun Challenge. So let me see where we left off here. Yeah, Terrence Hodge here. Yeah, also with those 30 points, 6 assists in there as well. Back to Sarah Sides. Let me finish this real quick. Terrence Sides, only player in the nation this year to this point, treasure a game with 30 or more points, 8 or more 3-point field goals made in a dish, 5 or more assists. This was the first time a player from a Power 4 conference achieved these markers in a game since Samara Spencer of Tennessee did it a couple years ago back in 2024. That is high. That's high company right there. A player from Tennessee. We know how good Tennessee is in basketball, where that's men's or women's basketball programs as well. And hopefully this gets her going, because coming into this game, she's been struggling uncharacteristically. And maybe because she's been starting a lot, she used to come off the bench. And that was a question I raised all the way back to the beginning of the season there. So hopefully this gets her going. If she goes, oh boy, that's gonna be trouble for everybody else there as well. She is usually automatic from downtown. Also, Terrence, this has become a Terrence Sides postcast. Sides, he's the only player in the nation up to this point to shoot 66% shooting or better on 12 or more attempts there as well. She's fourth in the conference, or actually the fourth Big 12 player since at least 2009, 2010, and the first player since Micah Gray of Oklahoma State back in 2024, November, to achieve this percentage there or more. And now we're going to take a look at inside the box score now, how K-State did this, because I'm like, oh, damn, we're in trouble yet again here. As, yeah, Columbia jumped out to a 7-point lead after first quarter, leading at 8-8 at halftime. And then the third quarter, the K-State quarter, third quarter, K-State outscored Columbia 28-23. And then outscored them again in the fourth, 26-21, to get this win. Columbia, oh, gosh, dang, gosh. Oh, almost said a bad word on here. Damn. Oh, so we had 2 players that had double digits. So what are we doing? So Columbia had 4 players in double digits, led by Riley Wise. She went off 30 points. So you had 2 players when had 30 points in this game. So Wise had 30 points on 3 steals. Let me see, 4 rebounds, 11 of 25 shooting from the field, 4 of 11 from downtown. Susie Rafu, 18 points. Perry Page, 15. Marja Avillas, 15 more. So they had 4. And even then, they shot over 52% shooting from the field. So Jeff Mitty's defense got lit up last night. But the counter of that, Terrence Sides, it's called Terrence Sides and Natasha Clausen. And now it's also a concern going in here to this game, whether she will be even available for this game. She was. Let me see here. But I'm going to track back to Zill Arenas, because you need her and Sides to be right up there near the A game, right? Because without, you just can't have Natasha Clausen there. When she put up that career points herself last game, 21 points, where she, once again, another double-figure night for Clausen's, or afternoon for Clausen's, 15 points for Clausen's. Staying with Clausen for a minute, again, she's perfect from the field. My goodness, 6 for 6 from the field. She hit 2 threes from downtown. Is Arenas, 5 of 12 from the field, 3 of 5 from downtown there as well, 16 points. Brandi Herod in double digits last night. 10 points, a steal. She almost would have had a double-double. 10-9 for Herod in this game as well. 23 minutes of action there as well. And I've gone in to this Jordan Spicer, 9 points there. Tess Heal only had 4. Foy had 3. White played. She didn't score. Janessa Cotton had 6. Gina Garcia only had 2 points in 22 minutes of action there as well as Spicer. Welcome back to her real quick. 3 of 5 from downtown as K-State lit up Columbia in a high-scoring affair last night. 17 threes despite Riley Wise 30 points on that end of the spectrum. But K-State pulls out a cover-behind win when they needed it most. And now K-State enters today's game against 12th-ranked North Carolina at 5-3. The Pearl Watcher Podcast continues. Postcast, Eddie Greer here for another edition of the podcast here. K-State overall shot 54% from the field, 65% shooting from three ball land. Chicken Chance points 11, points in the paint 32, a fast point 0.7, lead change 4 times in his matchup, 9 points off of turnovers, and 32 bench points there for K-State in the game there. And I am going to skip. Let me see here. K-State Columbia. Yeah, I figured that much. K-State Columbia met for the first time ever in college history there as well. Let me see. Yeah, so Jeff Mitty real quick before we get into her. Not him. Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry, Coach. Sorry, Coach Jeff. Jeff Mitty, we'll get into him right now. A record of 57-15 during the month of November. And yesterday, the starting lineup for Jeff Mitty's team was Gina Garcia, Brandon Herod, Taryn Sides, three guard lineup, and then Janessa Cotton and Natasha Klassen's in the front court there as well. And Natasha Klassen continues to be so smooth. I was happy to see her on the court after a thudding ending to her game, getting injured when she just put the team on her back there at Green Bay last weekend there as well. Let me see. We can catch Jeff Mitty here for a minute. Let me see. Yeah, so Jeff Mitty. Let me see here. We're gonna stay on the 17 three-pointers and then end this postcast with his comments on his veteran player leader in the Energizer Bunny in Taryn Sides. Quote, it's a first team we have faced that kind of went from man to zone. We did see some good things that we haven't really faced. You know, we were able to get the ball in the middle. Spicer got a 3 off of that. We were able to start off the half with Taryn. 3 off of a set coming out of halftime. We felt like they probably would go to zone coming out of half. So just better execution. You know, you can execute better, but the shots don't. Execute better, but the shots don't fall. Today they were falling. We had good looks, but I also think we had better movement. I keep saying it. The ball moved better today than it has in previous games to the right player. Yeah, so again, there's that. And then, of course, staying with Coach Mitty now on the Energizer Bunny's career day. That Energizer Bunny and Taryn Sides. Quote, I just think she had a better rhythm out about her today. It seemed like the shots were coming in rhythm, and it seemed like the shots in previous games she was maybe hunting, trying too hard. I thought the game came to her better today. She just seemed to have good rhythm about her footwork, a good rhythm about her shot. And then once she got hot, you could see she wanted the basketball. Great to see her play well today, end quote there as well. So quick turnaround for this team right now. As here in less than about 2 hours here, they're going to be facing off against North Carolina, 12th-ranked North Carolina. Continuing the Cancun Challenge for K-State, 3 games in 3 days. This will be game 2 of that for them. It's going to be a tough challenge there. We'll see what's going to happen for them today against, here very soon this morning against North Carolina here. And, of course, we're going to have a postcast. You're all going to get probably 3 episodes today, so you're not subscribed to this podcast, you might want to do that right now, because I'm going to have to put pregame come out later on tonight, because K-State plays at 11 tomorrow morning on the football front there as well, so a busy, it's going to be one of those three episode days. So definitely make sure you want to tap in to this postcast and podcast, all things K-State sports day, as well as K-State. The shots from downtown did fall this time as they're able to rally back and use the three ball to win, to beat Columbia 95-92. And coming into today's matchup with North Carolina, they are 5-3, and I need to double check North Carolina's. let me see real quick their record here real quick. But anyways, the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where a podcast found, free and available daily, or you just record K-State content, iTunes, Spotify. You all know what to do there. Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. Once again, that's Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. That is GRIER number 3 EDDID Podcast. GRIER number 3 EDDID Podcast for more bonus coverage of your K-State Wildcats over there. And of course, make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. I don't have it. It says here it does not have North Carolina's record. So who knows? But they're in the top 15. So we'll see what K-State can bring that momentum over here in a couple hours against North Carolina, the 12th ranked team in the top 25 when it comes to women's basketball. Once again, K-State winners yesterday, 95, Columbia 92. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another edition, postcast, Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Go Cats.